In a year of uncertainty, the Caslow Food Hub has been trying to maintain food security for community members. This winter, there has been an increase in need and in donations. KCR reporter Keely Bartlett spoke with Patrick Steiner, the food security coordinator for the Caslow Food Hub, about an unprecedented year and some new solutions.
In Caslow, the pandemic inspired an instant response from the community. At the Food Hub, they noticed a big difference. There were more donations and more volunteers.
We definitely experienced an increase in donations, both from community members who reached out to us, especially early on during the pandemic, when there was a lot of concern about everybody's businesses closing and jobs being lost. So we did have individuals reach out to us and make cash donations, or in the summertime we had people bringing food in from their gardens, as well as local farmers bringing food in. So we definitely had an increase in donations. I think we've had more people who wanted to volunteer with us. I've noticed that. And we generally are fairly well supported by volunteers in this community. But I'd say we've had more people than average reach out to us this year and say, is there any way that I can help? And I think people are just seeing on the news that there's a need for help, that some people are hurting more than others. And those who have the time and the ability are looking for ways to help out, and they've reached out to us at the food bank to do that. So we've had a lot of volunteers over the course of this year. That's been really helpful.
Support also came from the RDCK, Columbia Basin Trust, and the provincial and federal governments. Food banks were declared an essential service and received additional funding, but there were still surprises to be had at the Caslow Food Hub.
Surprisingly, during the summer, we saw a lessening of actual numbers of people coming and using the service. And we were very surprised by that because we expected to see an increase because of everything that we were hearing about job losses and businesses being closed and the economy being slower. But that didn't materialize in Caslow and Area D for us. But we did hear about it through our food bank networks that, like, especially in some of the bigger cities, that they were being overwhelmed by demand for the services. But that wasn't the case here. The numbers have just started to come up again this winter. In general, without a pandemic, we have more demand for our service in the winter than in the summer, as a general rule. In the summer, there's more local employment and small jobs for people. And in the winter, a lot of those are seasonal and they disappear, and then the kind of economy is slower. We still expected to see more because of the pandemic this summer. It didn't quite happen, and the numbers are starting to come up now.
For the first time, the food bank was able to open for a third day a week with the help of some COVID funding. Normally, the food bank is open 2 days a week. They serve Caslow residents and people coming from all of Area D. And now, a new mobile delivery service has also been added this year.
The pilot program started in October. We'll be running it all winter long and see how that goes. And if there's enough of a need for it, a demand, and if we can get more funding, maybe we'll be able to continue it more regularly.
And in the new year, the Caslow Food Hub is adding a community meals program for seniors,
where we'll be providing weekly meals as well as opportunity for gathering and reduction of social isolation for seniors. So it's kind of both helping them with nutrition as well as isolation and loneliness. And our challenge right now is that, of course, we can't gather and do community meals because of the COVID restrictions. So we'll be doing meal delivery for some time. But it's a program that's funded for the next year and a half to 2 years. So we hope to get to the point where we'll be gathering for community meals.
The Food Hub's latest survey revealed some surprising information about the people accessing their food programs. It was different than how it has been in the past.
The majority of people using the food bank are actually employed. They're just not able to find full-time work or work that's high enough pay to meet all their financial needs every month. So they come to the food bank for a little bit of extra money. So it's not that they're largely unemployed. Most of them are actually employed. Ideally, that we'd have a society where we don't have to have a food bank, where everybody would be food secure. They'd have enough income in their lives that they could purchase their own food, or they'd have the ability to grow food for themselves and so forth. But the trend has been going the other way, not just in our area, but across Canada. The numbers show that there's increased use of food banks, and we're just one more area where that's the case. Our numbers, they're not skyrocketing up, but they go up year by year, the number of people that we service little by little. We'd like it to be the opposite. But the reasons for that are very complex, and they generally relate to people's level of income, affordability of other things, buying food, housing, shelter, utilities, clothing, all of those kind of goods cost more and more each year. The cost of living goes up, and yet incomes don't seem to go up with those. So there's often a bit of a shortfall or a gap for people, and one of the areas where they can get some monetary relief is by accessing the food bank.
With winter being the busiest time of year for the Caslow Food Hub, the community is coming together yet again to help.
So we have an annual fundraiser that we do at this time in December. It's kind of when we try to raise funds that will help us with our purchasing of food for the food bank for the coming year. So we always do a big fundraiser around this time. And we're generally well supported, like Caslow and Area D is a very supportive community of the service we do. So we get a lot of support, including things like the local high school students always put on a fundraiser for us. They do a food drive in the school where they have a basket collecting non-perishable food items. But they also go down and actually sit outside our local grocery store and let shoppers know that they'd be willing to accept donations on our behalf. And they collect donations for us over the course of a few weeks in December and then bring them to us. We get to use those both for stocking our shelves, but also to put into Christmas hampers. So that's an annual thing we do as well, is we provide a special Christmas hamper for individuals and families, usually up around 80 different recipients in our area. That has like all the food that would be required for putting on a nice Christmas meal, as well as some extra foods for the holiday season, and then things like small gifts for children and things like that.
We've been listening to Patrick Steiner from the Caslow Food Hub about finding food security in a pandemic. In Caslow, the food bank has seen an increase in donations of volunteers in 2020, and this month they are focused on giving back more for their holiday programs.